From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. More changes to the inland port may be coming under a bill that passed a Utah House committee this morning. KUER's Sonia Hudson reports.
The bill gives seats on the Inland Port Board to the Salt Lake City Mayor's Office and the Magna Township, and encourages the Port Authority to incentivize development that is eco-friendly. Republican Representative Francis Gibson of Mapleton is sponsoring the legislation.
I sit on the Inland Port Board. I want my board members to be sensitive to air quality as we move forward and the types of projects that we put there. And so this, once again, for me, is a recognition that I am listening.
But more than a dozen public commenters, like Dita Seed of Stop the Inland Port, said that simply encouraging the authority to incentivize green development doesn't go far enough.
Well, if you were serious about addressing environmental harm, you would use words like must and shall when describing actions to be taken instead of may and encourage. Those are the weakest words in legislative language, and you all know that.
Democratic Representative Suzanne Harrison agreed. She attempted unsuccessfully to change the bill to require those incentives. Gibson said future legislation will likely make that change. Harrison was the lone no vote on the bill. Sonia Hudson, KUER News.
A bill to give Utahns more access to wine passed unanimously in the Senate Business and Labor Committee today. The bill, sponsored by Democratic Senator Gene Davis of Salt Lake City, brings wine clubs to Utah that gives consumers more options to purchase wine products not sold in state liquor stores.
At the current time, for you to order an unlisted brand, you have to go to the state liquor store. You have order a whole case of wine instead of a single bottle of wine.
Davis also wants to avoid the current 88% markup on wine products purchased through the Utah Department of Alcoholic Beverage Control. It now moves to the full Senate for a vote. A bill to ban prosecution against kids under 12, except in cases of major crimes, passed the Utah House today. Instead of going to jail, the children would go through a diversion program where they would do things like community service or go to an educational class. Kids who are accused of crimes like attempted murder or sexual assault are not covered under this bill. It now heads to the state Senate. The Utah House also passed a bill today, 52-16, that aims to cut down on teen e-cigarette use. It requires that flavored e-cigarettes only be sold in tobacco specialty stores, which cannot be located within 1,000 feet of a school or allow people under 21 inside. It now heads to the state Senate. Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren is ramping up her presence in Utah ahead of Super Tuesday next week. This weekend, New Mexico Representative Deb Haaland will kick off canvassing for Warren in Salt Lake City. Haaland, the country's first Native American congresswoman, is a Warren campaign co-chair and endorsed her last year. Today marks the 100th anniversary of the Mineral Leasing Act of 1920. That law promoted the leasing of public lands for drilling and extractive industries. But as the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, there's some controversy, as the law hasn't been updated in decades.
The law was originally intended to provide taxpayers with royalties for publicly owned resources like oil, gas, and minerals.
The Mineral Leasing Act is like a 100-year-old house.
That's Jesse Prentice Dunn. He's with the Center for Western Priorities, a nonprofit conservation advocacy group.
It's got a shoddy foundation. It hasn't had renovations in decades. And there is a desperate, desperate need for some work.
He says the federal royalty rates are still at the same rate they were a century ago, and that's costing taxpayers billions of dollars in lost revenue. Kathleen Scama has a different view.
It's good for the nation overall.
She's the director for the Western Energy Alliance, a nonprofit trade association.
We're providing energy for everyone, but also revenue to the federal treasury.
The Trump administration agrees. It's made production of energy and minerals on our public lands a priority. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
The YWCA Utah and Community Health Partners have launched a new online resource for maternal mental health. The Maternal Mental Health Referral Network is an online directory of Utah healthcare professionals and support groups for women before, during, and after pregnancy. The aim is to connect women to resources that can help with everything from family planning to infertility and pregnancy loss. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.